Why is it in the world of web design that we do things in the way we do? What decides how we go about running projects, for example, or how the design process works, or how the technical implementation works? Where did all these rules come from? These conventions, where did they all originate? A lot of them, because the web is such a young industry, has been adopted from other sectors, from the advertising industry, from software development, from print media. But I think the time has come for us to start challenging some of those preconceptions, those existing ways of doing things that we've adopted and brought across. Because I don't think they all work that well, and I think we're now mature enough as an industry to start making our own way and finding out what really works. And obviously this has already started to happen. There are a lot of things that we are beginning to reject. For example, the fold, this idea that's taken over from the newspaper industry, or speculative design work, which came from the advertising industry. But as I look at my job and my career, the one area that really frustrates me is the way I work with clients. Clients issue an invitation to tender for a specific job. I produce the specific job. I deliver the results. And then the relationship ends. Not always, but in most cases. There's this redesign cycle that I've talked about before. And I think that that's been adopted from other industries. It's adopted from the advertising industry, where you do a specific campaign, or from the print industry, where you produce a brochure or whatever else. But I actually don't think that works very well for the web. And the reason I don't think it works very well for the web is the web is, or websites and web strategy should be evolving and changing and ongoing. It's an ongoing job running a website. It's not something you do, then in a year's time you do it again or whatever else. So I think something needs to change in the way clients and web designers work together. And I haven't really thought it all through yet. This is just my initial thoughts as I've been sitting in the car for 5 hours driving up to Liverpool. And this has been going around in my head. But I think it's time for us to change. And I think we as the web design community need to instigate that. How we do that, I'm not quite sure yet. I need to mull it a little bit more. And maybe write some thoughts down on it and maybe blog about it a bit. But there's a chance for you to comment here on Audioboo. I know, unfortunately, it means you have to sign up for Audioboo, but it's worth doing. Give me your thoughts about how you think that relationship can change, what new methodology we can use. Whether you're a web designer or whether you're a client website owner that commissions web designers, I'd be really interested in your opinions. Also, feel free to blog about it and send me the link. I'd love to hear about that as well. You can send it to paul@boagworld.com or just post your thoughts on Twitter and reference me at boagworld.